Hello, calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
Alex.
Hello, calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
Alex.
Hello, calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
Alex.
Please wait a moment while your call is connected.
Hi, Curtis?
Yes.
Hi, sir. This is Alex, and I'm calling from CVA Homes.
Yeah.
Hi. This is about your property.
You want to talk to me, taking the copy, right, the picture?
Yes, sir. I actually sent you an email the last time, and you said you're going to send a copy.
Right.
But I just
want to... I never could find your Gmail.
I'm sorry?
I didn't receive it.
You didn't receive anything?
Can you try that again?
For sure. So I have Curtis, Austin.
I tried to call you back. All I got was like a fax number or something.
Okay. Are you available to talk right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. So, you know what? I actually sent it to curtisaustin083@gmail.com. So I can go ahead and resend it to you so you can send back the copy back to us. But, you know, I just wanted to check in and see how things have been on your end.
It's been all right.
Okay.
It's been okay. I tried to send to you. As soon as my son gets back, he's got the key on the key ring. I can't open the box. I don't have the key right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, actually, the reason for my call is, like, you know, I know the last time we tried to set up, I know the last time we tried to meet for lunch, but, you know, you said that you're not open to, like, meeting us for lunch.
Right.
Actually spoke to the team and just happened that we really need the actual copy of the title of the mobile home.
Right.
And,
okay.
You know, I wanted to touch base with you on that, about the title of the property.
Say the title to the mobile home, I'm not too sure I saved that or not because everything was laying on the floor. Wasn't rotten. I was throwing in trash, and I don't know if I run across that part or not. All I have is the deed, the double wide. As far as remodeling, I wouldn't waste my time. Told him that.
Well, I mean, we're very much willing to come in your location. I mean, you know, getting this sorted out is really crucial for us to move forward smoothly and ensure that everything aligns.
I wouldn't waste my money on it trying to get a title for it.
But you said you have the title
have
the deed?
I do have the title to the damn thing, but I don't know where it's at in there.
You don't know,
where
it is?
No, it may be in the vault. I do have my deed. I know that for a fact. I got it listed on DMV. If you want to pay to look it up, you can. I'm not.
Okay. So you have the deed, you said?
I have the title to the double wide, yes. Not in hand, no. See, I told you the water lines froze and busted and rocked my floors. And, well, I told somebody there. It's just made a mess, and you know what happens to paper if it lays in water and stuff so long.
Okay, so just to be clear, you don't have it.
Put a damn rope around his neck and drag his ass up and down the highway.
So, Mr. Curtis, you don't have like the deed, or tell you what. Let me go ahead and send you
a note. I do have the deed. I have the deed. I don't have the title on hand. If it's not in the box, I don't have it. We'll put like it may be in the box. I don't know. It might be along with my title.
Got it. Okay.
I mean, along with my deed. A deed and a title is two different things.
Right. Well,
some people call a deed a title. I don't. A title is something I've pulled on two wheels, and how they get the property is a title. I don't know. It's just a word, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, let me tell you this, Mr. Curtis. Why don't you go ahead and send me the copy of what you have, and then we can go ahead and proceed from there. I'm going to send you actually a quick email right now if you're, like, you know, willing to stay with me on the line.
I told him to meet me somewhere. I would hand him the deed directly, and him hand me the money, and him take care of the other parts of whatever he wants to do with selling it or whatever. I'd stand there in front of his lawyer and give
okay.
me the money, get it over. I'm not in very good health.
Right. I mean, would you be willing to meet? Would you be willing to meet us anytime or sometime this week? We're very much, you know, flexible and can come whenever or wherever you are.
Meet you for. Meet you for.
For like getting the actual copy.
I have the actual copy of the deed.
Got it. Okay. Well, let me go ahead and actually send you a quick email, by the way, because you said that you didn't get my email the last time, right?
Oh, sure.
So, let me do this right now.
You asked me to meet you one day this week. Today is what? Thursday?
Last week, yes. That was Friday. So, let me send you another email right now. Hi, Mr. Curtis.
I got Farm Truck Tech Import USPS order.
I actually just sent you another email.
Tell me how it's going to be. What is it going to be?
It's going to be just a regular email of me, like just the last time. The email will be coming.
Okay.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. That's it. Okay, I got it.
Awesome. So I just, like, forwarded the same email that I sent you last Friday.
It seemed like I saw that already. I hate the Gmail. I really do. It ain't like email. It's so much junk comes in on Gmail.
Oh, it's a shame.
And I think I saw that somewhere on here. You got a pyramid and then social and update and premiere and all kinds of dumb things. It ought to be one mail, you know. Let it all come in one place. Then you get spam on here. And then you get all mail. it screws you up.
It's a lot.
Keep business on it. That's why I always like the old email. All right, you said meet you one day this week.
Yes, sir.
Or what?
Just to meet you, you know, about the property. Like, Forrest really wants to take you out to lunch, but, you know, if you said you're not feeling very well, we're just going to go wherever you are.
It ain't that I don't feel good. I just get tired, wore out easy.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't that I'm sick enough. It's just I get aggravated easy.
Got it.
I guess it's due to my medication and my health.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not like that. I don't like it. I'm trying to be nice to everyone.
I mean, you are nice to me.
Sorry if I get a low order hand, I apologize for it.
Sorry. No need to apologize. I mean, I think you're very nice to me, so.
But the only time, if I meet in Bennett, I want to be on good terms, like, it's finished, okay? Me hand you D, and I forget the place, I've owned it, and y'all take it and be happy.
Okay. I mean, would you mind me asking where are you currently at right now? Like, where are you staying?
I live with my daughter.
Daughter. Okay. Is this just close in the area?
It's close.
Okay.
Well, 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, we could come to your location, like, visit you, like, actual meet you in there so you don't have to, go out. We're, like what I said, we're really flexible.
I wouldn't want to put my daughter in that situation either.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have the right to go to inviting people here at her house and of bees and meeting and where I have to meet them out public somewhere. She's sort of, I don't blame her. As a person not long ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, killed a woman within 3.5 miles of us and threw over the bank. And she's afraid of people, really.
Oh.
And she's 22. But she's heard so much killings of young women is sickening. Boyfriends killing their girlfriends. And,
oh, no.
And young men getting all drugged up, shooting their wives, shooting their girlfriends, shooting anybody they can, cutting up anybody they can. There's a man back here like 6 months ago cut his girlfriend, well, I reckon it's his girlfriend. I don't know, might have been somebody run up on. Cut her from ear to ear. And I went over where it happened. I didn't get out of nothing.
Mm.
You could see where he drug a body across the road. That's sad. The law said the car was loaded with blood where he had sliced her. She wasn't about 18 years old. That's sad.
Right.
You never know what you run up on no more. You there?
That's right, right, right. No, I would agree.
Well, I'm trying to send you deed as soon as he gets back here. And then you let me know if you want it or not. If you want to bring the deed with me, we'll make the exchange and have your lawyer standing by. Notarized, you know, like somebody can notarize and I can. I used to be able to notarize things, none no more. I don't have a license.
Right. Well, I mean, you said that you have my email, so I'm going to go ahead and wait for your email. Are you able to, send it, or you have to wait for someone
I
or
to
need
wait
help?
For my son to get back because the key is on the key ring to the vault.
Okay.
It's got one of the keys. That ain't no great big vault. I got a big one, but I don't think I'd... No, I gave that away. It was sitting in my building. It's too heavy for me to camp steps. I think it was like 1,000 pounds.
Thousand pounds?
Yeah, I think them full of sand. Yeah, metal with sand in them. Well, I'm going to let you go then. I'm trying to get a thing to you this evening.
Okay. I'll call you back tomorrow just to, you know, double. But I'll wait for it today.
And you can call me back as soon as you get it. Let me know that you got it. Gmail me the one.
Okay. Will do.
Okay.
I'll wait for your email today, Curtis. And, you know, you can call me back if you have, like, any other questions.
Okay. You have a good day, sweetheart.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.